So hi guys, a huge warm welcome to this video. If you're not subscribed, don't forget to subscribe and don't forget to hit the notification bell to get all our updates. So guys, in this video, I wanted to explore with you the shoulder stand. So we have already previously explored the shoulder stand, which was done against the wall to prep the body and get everything familiar. With this particular tutorial, I'm not going to use the wall. We're going to do it without the wall. So just making sure again that you're safe to do this. The neck is okay. There's no injuries in the neck, shoulders. And, you know, it will require a little bit of core strength, but we can build that over practicing the actual pose itself. So guys, let's get started. So guys, to do our shoulder stand that is without the wall, we're going to start on our back. So there's many ways that we can attempt to go into our shoulder stand, but I'm going to show you two different versions that might be super helpful for you getting up to explore your shoulder stand without the support. It's really vital, guys, we don't move the head from side to side, left to right, so I don't want you to injure your neck or your shoulders. So if you need to watch me before you attempt it, then please do, just to make sure that you're all safe. Don't go into this if you've got any shoulder problems and neck problems, or you've been advised by the doctor not to do it. Make sure it's okay with the doctor to do anything like this, to go upside down and put the weight and the pressure on the upper body. So guys, we're going to come down onto our back. So just melting yourself down and just bring your knees in and just give yourself a little rock. If you've been attempting the one up the wall, then, you know, over time this will probably become a little bit easier for you to attempt. So the first option that we're going to do is we're just going to have chin to chest, lovely and long, down the back of the neck. Knees are tucked in towards your chest, and then you're just going to bring the hands down by the side of your body. And then from this position, you're going to engage your core, and we're going to really push some energy into the hands and use the activation of your core. And I'm going to let my knees move slightly away, and then I'm going to see if I can pull them in to pop myself up, and then I might come back down again. Okay? So we're just kind of playing with tipping the weight and seeing if we can transfer ourselves up and onto the shoulders. But you've just got to play with this and just, it's getting confident with it. So, you know, don't worry if at first you don't succeed, try again and again. So when you finally find that that is really comfortable, come up and then you're just going to hold. So I've got my knees at the moment on top of my eyes, and I'm just going to bring my hands onto my back to stop me falling back down. Because the hips might just want to, and the back might just want to roll back down. So these hands, I'm tucking my elbows in and I'm allowing my hands to prop me up so that I don't fall back down. I might keep my legs here. Otherwise, I'm going to keep my hips so that they're in line with my elbows, so that I'm not putting too much pressure on my neck. And then I'm going to send one leg up and the other. And again, you can stay with bent knees. You're just adjusting as you go along, and you're just doing what feels right. I like this little invert, so it's not too much pressure on the upper neck. So you can just stay there. Maybe the toes will be on top of your eyes, and you'll just find a few breaths breathing into your belly. Otherwise, if you do feel confident, and again, I wouldn't recommend doing it all the time, but maybe stacking the hips on top of your shoulders thereabouts, and then the ankles on top of your hips, so you're one long line. But again, just being really mindful and cautious of your neck. And then we're going to slowly just bring the knees back down. And from there, I'm going to release my hands, and I'm just going to slowly unravel my spine. I'm going to let the head come up if it needs to as well. No bother there. And then just having that moment, just turn your palms up. I'm going to give you one more option here, guys, just to make it even more accessible if you found that you just could not get up there. And this second option will be a roll up. So from this position, I'm going to roll myself back and see if I can lift myself up. So you're giving yourself even more leverage. So you're going to allow yourself to push, roll, and come on up. Again, just doing what you need to do. Again, do not move your head left to right. So important. And then again, when you're coming back down, bringing the knees in. And again, you'll just arrive back on your back, just letting all the blood just, again, come back to its neutral. Lengthen your legs. And again, make sure that you allow yourself to continue any cool downs, any other postures, just to neutralize this posture. Well, guys, I hope that you found that helpful and it encourages you and helps you to come away from the wall. If you're still on the wall, don't forget to check out the video in the description so that you can give that a go. So thank you, guys. See you soon. Bye.